I haven't sat down with any teams. I start there tonight and, you know, the next day, Saturday. So I get to meet with a bunch of teams.
How has Wilson McGahee's story helped you?
Well, as you know, he had a similar injury and pretty much the same kind of injury. And it's helped me a lot. And, you know, guys always bring that up when I, you know, come in there and talk to him. You know, Willis came back from it. Frank Gore, bunch of guys. So, you know, he's a guy that worked hard, and that's what I'm going to do, and trust in God. I've talked to him, yeah. I haven't talked to him lately, but I've talked to him a bunch of times, and, you know, he just tells me, you know, keep grinding, doing what you're doing, and trust in God, and you're going to be fine. Come back from it. You know, it's a blessing to be here, no doubt. And I would not take this opportunity I have for granted, you know, to be at the combine. Me and Tavares King, we were just talking about it in our room last night, how blessed we are to be here. And, you know, I just think about guys who are less fortunate than me, guys who would kill to be in my shoes right now, even with the injury. And, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated, knowing that people would – kill to be in my shoes right now. Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's down there in Pensacola at Andrews Institute. He's been through three, just like you said, and, you know, it's all in his mind. I feel like, you know, every time I see him work out, he gets better and better, and no, I feel like he'll be ready, and no, all those guys just give me a lot of good advice, and they motivate me. They make me better, and I'm making them better at the same time by working and competing in there. Oh, just, you know, trust in God. You know, they all give me the same message, and I mean it's a thing that, you know, you have to stay positive. Or, you know, you're not going to come back from it. And you just have to keep working hard and keep going. Right. Oh, no doubt. And, you know, at this point, it really doesn't matter where I get drafted. You know, because I'm going to go in there and work hard. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I've been doing my whole career, and that's just being myself. And, you know, if I get a chance to play this year, I'm going to make the most out of it, and I feel like I will.
Is it encouraging?
Right, and, you know, he's a different kind of person. And, you know, there'll never be another Adrian Peterson. But, you know, that definitely gives me a lot of motivation, knowing that he came back from it the way he did. He came back better. And that's what I plan on doing, just coming back better. Seeing him, you know, do what he did this year, I think about that all the time.
Is there something about your running style that's similar with talking about?
I feel like we both, you know, run hard. You know, he runs, you know, like nobody's there. You know, he runs with total destruction, and I mean, I feel like if I could compare my game to anybody, it would be Frank Gore. You know, he's got low pad levels, he's got great vision, he can see the whole field, and you know, great balance.
Marcus, similar to that question, with the Kansas City Chiefs, Jamal Charles had
No doubt.
Same type of thing.
Oh yeah.
I
haven't talked to Adrian or Jamal, but I watch them from afar. And, you know, those are guys I admire by the way they work and came back from. And Jamal, he had a 1,000-yard season, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, the way he came back from it, you know.
How tough is it knowing that you're a very dedicated man, you want to get back as best as you can, but you also have to be smart following the right rehab so you don't overdo it?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I mean, it's very challenging. You get frustrated. But, you know it's the right thing for you. And it's the right thing for your future. So I think about that also, you know, I have to think about my future. I have to think about, you know, long term. And, you know, rushing back, I mean, may not be the best thing to do. But, you know, if I'm ready, I'm ready. But, just, you know, just like RG3 said, you know, he won't put his career in jeopardy, you know, if he's not ready. Yeah, I used to. You know, the day after it happened, of course. You know, I was thinking about, you know, what could have been, what could have happened, but I don't think about that anymore. It happened for a reason. And the reason for me to come back and, you know, inspire a lot of people.
Marcus, I just want to suggest you
I'm going to run the same way, you know, I usually do. I mean, because that's all I know. I really can't change my game. You know, it got me here. And, you know, I feel like if I change my game, I'll be a different player. And I'm just going to, you know, go out there with confidence and not thinking about, you know, my knee, and just go out there and run and like I usually do. Yeah, you know, I got letters from all across the nation and South America and everywhere, but, you know, the main thing they really relayed to me was, you know, they didn't even talk about football. You know, they just talk about what kind of person I was. And, you know, it was an elementary school in Kentucky, and they got on the field and made a 21, you know, with the whole school. You know, as full of students, and that really touched me. And it said at the end, it's not about football, it's about the person you are. So that really touched me.
Marcus, I guess the possibility remains that teammate Clowney could sit out the season, partly because of reasons like this. Have you guys talked about that at all, or do you think maybe that's a good move because here you are, possibly top three, top five pick, the knee happens, and then
right.
Maybe a similar thing could happen to him, and all of a sudden he's tumbling out.
Yeah, I mean, he could do it, but I feel like, you know, it's not a good move for him. And I feel like he's a guy that, you know, he can't miss a season of football because of the way he is. I mean, he loves football. I mean, he loves the game. He loves winning. And he's not gonna do his team like that. So, I mean, I know he's going to play this year. I mean, an injury could happen any time to anybody. No doubt. And, you know, it all started in, you know, middle school, high school. I've always been fortunate to have great people around me, great coaches, great teachers, a great family. My mom, she's been very influential in my life. And, you know, I couldn't thank those people enough because they sacrificed a lot for me to be here today. And, I mean, I love everybody that I've came in contact with that's helped me, you know, get to where I am today.
I know his mom and stepfather real well.
Did you get any feedback from any of the teams about what
they
thought?
I met with a lot of running back coaches last night. I mean, they all say they love my film. They think I'm a complete back, think I can do it all. But, you know, it's really up in the air right now still.
Hey, one more. I got to get him back downstairs. You're going to try to run 40 downstairs.
Is there any anxiety or nervousness about taking a hit again?
No, not at all. I mean, I've been hit 2,000 times, and that's happened twice. So I'm not even thinking about it.